To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
David, I try not to leave the house without mascara because I have blonde eyelashes, which I've mentioned before on the show. And even my own mother told me, you look better with mascara on. Isn't she supposed to love me the way I am? But anyway, my point is even as a busy mom, that's the one important thing that I do, other than, you know, wash with Pure Attitude products. But I just think it's important to do something for yourself.
I got to tell you, all our the lady listeners, it always amazes me how busy you are between work, juggling the family, cooking, doing a radio show, whatever you do. And it's just amazing how you get everything done. And so today I'm excited. Our guest here next is a former actress, model, life coach, and more importantly, a mom of three. Our guest is Allison Lombatis, and she's from Texas, and she's on the line with us. And she's the founder of Get Your Pretty On. And so, Allison, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, David and Lisa. It is my pleasure to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, in looking, you've got a book out and all, and we're going to talk about that, but you say when moms feel pretty, they get more done. Now, tell me how is that?
Well, yes, I had to discover that kind of the hard way. I started, when I became a life coach, I became a work-from-home mom, so I no longer had that accountability in place, you know, whenever I was getting dressed up or in going to auditions or going into an office on a daily basis. You know, I'd get up in the morning, work out, and then spend the entire day in my yoga pants without even showering, which is really gross. But I started to notice not only was I not taking care of my appearance anymore, but, you know, things around the house started to slide a little bit. I started cooking more convenience foods instead of planning meals. I mean, it was just kind of like this snowball effect. When I stopped taking care of myself, everything else just kind of started to slide downhill too. So one day I decided that I was going to try to get up earlier one morning and actually get showered and ready and put on my makeup after I worked out, even though I had absolutely nothing going on that day, and see, you know, just if it made a difference. And to my surprise, it did. I felt so much more productive and energized and able to tackle my day, and I got a lot more done. So my little experiment kind of is what started Get Your Pretty On. The blog was started for accountability, basically, for me to post outfits and have some kind of accountability for getting ready on a daily basis.
Now, Allison, I love that. You know, I still live in my workout clothes pretty much year-round. Well, actually, in the summer, you know, I'll wear shorts and a tank top. But otherwise, I'm always in my athletic clothes. But I do notice, like I said, if I put on my mascara or if I put on a little foundation or do my hair a little differently, even though I'm on the radio, I just feel more confident. And then if I have to run errands, it's a little easier because I feel like I'm a little more put together, even though I'm still wearing my yoga pants. You know, I did shower, though, so...
I think we should enact a formal dress code for the studio, starting next Tuesday. Formal dress in the studio. No, but okay. Let me ask you. But you talk about this, and I agree with you because I've heard this. You know, you want to. It helps build your confidence, and like you said, you had some accountabilities. But how do busy moms find the time for some of this self care, if you will?
Well, I like to tackle this at the beginning of the school year. You know, we have a perfect opportunity coming up. Back to school is going to be in a few weeks. I mean, some kids are already back to school now. But that's when I really get into a groove of having a routine and keeping hours, so to speak. I think, you know, a lot of moms that are at home, whether they work from home or not, they lose the accountability of having to be up at a certain time and be ready for something. So what I do is I encourage moms to have a schedule that they stick to every single day, a daily, hourly schedule. I know that sounds extreme, but it's just a way of scheduling in you time, really, to make sure that, you know, you're getting in the things in the day that you want to get done, workout from... I'm sorry.
I hear a lot of women feel guilty for taking that time to themselves, and they deserve it because of all they do for, I got to tell you, somebody who's taking care of the family and work and juggling all these things, how do you get them so they don't feel guilty that you deserve to take some of this time?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I look at it this way. When we're being our best selves, we're being good for our families too. And, good you know, point. It's like the old airplane oxygen mask adage, you know, you put on your oxygen mask first so you can secure it on your children or on your family or whatever. It's you have to be able to fill yourself up so that you can give back to your family. So I don't look at it as us being selfish. I think that we're able to be better for our families if we are taking this time to recharge our batteries, to feel good about ourselves, and to set good examples for our kids,
okay.
too.
Okay, and so by structuring the day, point. You can organize stuff to take care of the kids or the husband or whatever, and then time for you to be able to do what you need for yourself, to feel better, to be healthy and all, correct?
Correct, yes. And I really encourage women. I know that a lot of them balk at this, but I get up an hour earlier than the rest of my family every morning, and that is just really my time to set my priorities for the day, to get my intentions really clear about what I want and what I want to get done. I use that time for some journaling to reflect on, you know, the previous day or what I want to focus on for that day. It's like my own little staff meeting, I call it. You know, I refer to it as the power hour in my book because it's really what sets the tone for the day. And honestly, this is the one small change that I made that has made a huge difference in everything that I do.
Oh, that is so nice. You know, my daughter wakes me up, or wakes me and my husband up every day at 5:30. So otherwise, I'll have to. But she goes to bed early because she gets up, so she's exhausted. So she goes to bed earlier than most other kids. She's always been that way. So I carved that time out in the evening before my husband comes home. And so I think no matter when you can do it, it's great. The other thing I wanted to touch on is you talked about being a good example for your child. And I think that's so important. For so long, I know I kind of pampered my daughter a little too much and she just sort of expects things. And now it's like, oh, get me this. I said, you know what? I'm eating right now and you can get it yourself or you can wait, but this mommy needs to take care of herself, you know, and it's, right. It's taken a little while, but she's finally getting it. So that example is really important.
Now, wait, my Absolutely. Son's 19 and I'm going to tell you in a few years, you're going to miss it. I wish I could do things for them.
The grass is always greener.
Yeah, that's it. The grass is always greener. Something that's a bit of a common theme today.
Yes, it has.
So what other time management tips could you give us? I know you just mentioned like this is what you'd call your power hour by getting up the hour early, and correct?
Correct, yes. And, okay. You know, I encourage women to do this every morning. And then, and like Lisa said, if you can't do it early in the morning, I understand. If you have littler kids, it's really, really hard to do that. Your sleep is so precious to you. You can carve it out during a nap time, or you can do it, you know, the last hour of your day before you turn in for the evening. But as far as other time management tips go, I just really think anything that you can do in advance is so crucial. One of the things I like to do is I create outfits in my closet and I take pictures of them with my iPhone, and that makes getting dressed so much easier because I can just open up that file and look at my pre-made outfits that I have on my phone, and I know what I'm going to wear that day. I don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It just takes, you know, maybe 15 minutes of playing dress-up in your closet. I mean, we love to play dress-up as little girls, so it's so fun as an adult to get all your clothes out and create different combinations. You don't even have to put them on. You can just lay them out on the floor and take pictures of groupings and keep those so that you can get dressed quickly and easily for any type of event that you have going on, whether it's, you know, going to a school meeting or just, you know, going out to the grocery store. I like to even get dressed in full outfits sometimes just to run my errands because it just feels good.
I'm going to tell you, take a lesson from a guy, because we make sure everything matches everything. That way it doesn't matter what I put on. We're lazy, let's face it. I'll admit it. There's no way I could keep up your pace, and I know that. So I got to look good, make sure everything intermingles. No, and I agree with you. Setting aside that hour, if it's not in the morning, you know, I was a single dad, and so in raising my son, it was mid-afternoon, as you said, during his nap time when he was small, and after I lost that nap time, you know, eventually it became evenings. After he went to bed, the hour was for myself. So I got to tell you, you got us some great tips, and we're going to run out of time here, so I want to thank you for coming on today. Today's guest is Allison Lombatis, and her website is getyourprettyon.com, and she's written a book, Get Pretty, Kick Butt, The Mom's Guide to Looking Your Best and Getting More Done. We're going to put a link up at Radio MD, and we invite you to visit us there. I got to tell you, it's been a lot of fun having you, and I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.